I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, brilliant minds. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism, Power, Presence, and Perspective. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, cultivating empathy and compassion in our daily lives. Ever feel like the world is a chaotic storm of opinions and individual narratives? Like we're all just ships passing in the night, rarely connecting on a deeper level? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate that chaos and build genuine connections with each other. Now, I know what you're thinking. Empathy and compassion sound lovely, Madison, but how do we actually do that in the midst of our hectic schedules and endless to-do lists? Great question. And here's the beautiful thing about Stoicism. It's not just some airy-fairy philosophy. It's a practical toolbox for navigating life's ups and downs. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate more empathy and compassion in your everyday interactions. First up, practice active listening. This isn't about just hearing words. It's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Put away those distractions, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Imagine stepping into their shoes for a moment. How would you feel in their situation? Next, challenge your assumptions. We all have biases and preconceived notions about people based on their appearance, background, or beliefs. But those assumptions can blind us to the richness of individual experiences. Remember, everyone has a story, a unique journey that shaped who they are today. Be open to learning from others, even if their experiences differ from your own. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It's amazing how a simple shift in perspective can transform our interactions. Instead of focusing on what we lack, let's appreciate the good things in our lives and extend that appreciation to others. A genuine smile, a kind word, or even a helping hand can go a long way in fostering a sense of connection and compassion. Now, let's talk about practice self-compassion. You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or face a setback. It happens to all of us. But how we treat ourselves during those moments matters immensely. Practice kindness and understanding towards yourself, just as you would offer it to a loved one. Remember, everyone is doing their best, even if it doesn't always look perfect. Finally, take action. Empathy isn't just a passive feeling, it's a call to action. Look for opportunities to make a difference in your community, volunteer your time, or simply offer a listening ear to someone who needs it. Remember, even small acts of kindness can ripple outwards and create a more compassionate world. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're at the grocery store, and you see someone struggling to carry their bags. You could just keep walking, right? But what if you stopped for a moment and offered to help? That simple act of kindness wouldn't only lighten their load, it would also brighten your day and create a positive connection between two strangers. See, cultivating empathy and compassion isn't about being perfect or having all the answers. It's about showing up with intention, listening with an open heart, and taking small steps to make a difference in the lives of others. And who knows, when we cultivate more compassion in our own hearts, it often spills over into other areas of our lives, relationships, work, even how we perceive ourselves. So, my friends, let's go out there today and practice these Stoic principles. Let's be kind to ourselves, understanding towards others, and actively engaged in creating a more compassionate world. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity to make a difference. And as always, keep that Stoic flame burning bright. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, leave a review, or connect with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep striving for excellence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.